item number four is from the interim director of the Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the 2010 Behavioral Health Capital Project and issues regarding the statement of deficiency. The Committee on Health and Human Needs took no action on this item.
Good morning, Ms. Leiter.
Good morning, Mr. Chairperson and County Board Supervisors. This is an ongoing report that we have been providing for about the last year regarding the statement of deficiency at the Behavioral Health Division and addressing those items that needed to be corrected that were cited. And we've been reporting as information only each month, and I'm happy to report that since that time, we have successfully completed all of the citations that needed to be addressed during the course of the year. We have one last citation that we're working on. However, as you can see from the letter that we attached, they felt comfortable that we were making progress and have released us from those conditions as of this point, and we have successfully met all of them. This was one of those issues when I first became the interim that caused us kind of great fear, and we were appropriated the $1.8 million out of the BHD capital budget to support that, and we certainly are appreciative of that. That made a huge difference in helping us to meet those areas. I'd like to say thanks to not only Mr. Tejans, who is our operations manager, but to the staff at BHD, both the clinical staff as well as the maintenance staff, and also staff from the skilled trades that really helped us stay on a very aggressive plan to address those. The state was coming in almost monthly to review our progress. In some cases, they had identified new areas, and we were able to address them. So at this point, we have successfully met all of those areas, and we are released from the actual statement of deficiency that we've been working on for the last year. Alex is here. She can answer any questions if you have regarding the fiscal information as well.
Any questions, Supervisor Smith?
I would have a comment and a question, please.
Okay.
And that is, we've been through the mill on all this for a long time here, the last couple of years particularly. And the comment I want to make is that with the different committees we have, behavioral health, all we've been through, which you're very familiar with, many members are, you know, we've come a long way. And I think an appreciation of the difficulty of the responsibilities we have at the county for all our deserving population and very vulnerable population, going through all of the dorms and Hilltop, et cetera, et cetera. It's been a few hours ahead. I hadn't been there in a few years. Place I just don't like to go back to. It's a difficult place to see. And I do want to express, besides administrators, to all the staff, the nurses, et cetera, I do mean that sincerely, because these are the sickest of the sick, and the care that they need and they get is it's quite admirable to see. When you walk through that, you say, thank God I don't have anybody there, and thank God for the people who, you know, spend their lives caring for these people, because it's a difficult job. So I think we've all come to realize that even more maybe than before. And the other thing is, you know, we're going through this process. We know it's not going to be day where we have this committee, the facilities committee. We're looking at doing something else. And I guess we're not calling it downsides anymore. We're calling about a new public health model, which I think we're starting to appreciate much more, too, not only the committee but the rest of the board. And so that means a lot of investment, but it's the way to go. And in that line, my question is, and I questioned this before, in our capital funding for BHD in the interim, now you mentioned the 1.8 we put in, of course, and anytime there's an emergency or something we need to do. Now you have something coming before us, too, about the kitchen and some other things in the different pods that you want to do. But I'm just looking at the capital funds, and is there sufficient monies in your estimation? And I know that Paul Lucy's on board now, she prepared this report, too. But do we have a pretty good overview of what what is needed. Do we have enough money put aside so we're not coming back in the next year or so, and you know that we pretty much have a handle based on the previous report too, and the things we had to do that were in pretty good shape, or do we have some monies to any short-term things we need, or are we pretty much covering it, do you think, as far as the capital stuff is concerned? That would be my question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning. I'm Alex Kutza, the DAHHS budget manager, Chairman Thomas and Supervisor Schmidt. In terms of the dollars dedicated to this, there's the $12 million capital fund, which the $1.8 million was released to deal with the SOD, but I think more of what you're asking is on the operating capital side. We have about $850,000 in the budget, which was a significant increase from the prior year for 2011. And Mr. Teachin and his staff is moving forward with maintaining the building and using those dollars to take care of any maintenance issues that come up. I don't anticipate from a budget standpoint needing more additional operating budget funding for the year.
Thank you.
And I'd just like to say that given a number of the items that we had to address were environmental, that dealt with life and safety and the fire issues. And this has certainly positioned us to move toward joint accreditation. There were areas that we would have had to address in terms of complying with the joint accreditation. So we now have done that in relationship to the statement of deficiency, and has put us in a better position, I think, to be able to move there. Those are issues that we've addressed, and I think we are in a very good place right now as we move forth. This survey, just in terms of context, was done or is done every 4 years. That's the annual survey. So all of those items, were met. Now, in terms of the nursing home, that's done yearly. In fact, we just had a nursing home review survey and came out actually very well. So I think we are in a better position than we've been in a number of years in terms of our facility.
Supervisor DeBrow.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. could you kind of briefly go back and tell me how much money has been spent on BHD since kind of the whole issue with the rapes in the facility and then these reviews and the statements of deficiency, going back a year and a half now or almost 2 years now, how much money we have spent correcting staffing and the physical plan from both capital as well as operational funds that you took out of your budget at the time to make some changes.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor DeBruin, we have spent, as it details on page 2, in terms of this SOD,
right.
We have spent about $1.2 million. Now, the majority of that did not come out of the capital fund that was released because it was not determined in the end by the BAS capital manager to be bondable expenses. So that came out of actually the BHD operating budget in 2010. In addition, as you know, in terms of the, you asked about the clinical side and more, there were quite a few initiatives included in our 2011 budget, such as the 47 additional clinical positions, some trauma-informed care on the community side, some other investments on the community side, and BHD is working really hard to implement all those. I know a new class of CNAs was recently hired and started, and we're moving forward with all those initiatives on the operating side of this.
And I'd like to request that you put together kind of a fiscal
sure.
statement as to all of the investment the Milwaukee County through BHD has put in since kind of that the recent crisis
okay.
began. And it doesn't have to be 25 pages, but it would be helpful to know this is what we spent, and this was what we used it for.
And you'd like to include in that both positions that we've added
yes.
as well as actual work we've done in terms of the operations of the facility?
Absolutely, because this is a physical plant
yeah,
piece,
yep.
and that while that's important, I think a lot of my constituents are equally, if not more so, concerned about the clinical side
yes.
and what the clinical changes were in response. Mm-hmm. And then also, it may be a bit premature for 2012, but if there is some known initiative that you're going to be, that is, you know, acceptable to let us know for the next budget that you consider part of this package, I'd appreciate it. And if not, don't. But if you can, that'd be great, because I'm trying to get kind of a, you know, what was Milwaukee County's complete response to the situations that occurred. And so I would request that. The second thing is the letter from CMS says, this is on the last page of our packet, that they won't conduct any more monitoring surveys. I'm assuming that's the special ones. It's not that they would continue the every 4 year.
That's correct.
And you also said in here that you've gotten tentative verbal approval for the dietary changes. Has anything happened since this report? Do we know for sure that they will approve it, or is there any chance that we could spend the $300,000 and then they say that's not acceptable?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I know that Mr. Teachin has been in close contact with the state regarding that issue, and we're currently working on piloting one opening June 6th in terms of when we would pilot it on one of our units, and we hope to have one of the state people come back and look at that one unit before we go forward with the rest of the units. They've been really excited and really supportive of this initiative. It kind of addresses two issues. Not only increases the more home-like environment for the clients on those units, because there's food being prepared there, the smells and all that that's involved with having food there, but also it deals with the environment of care issue in terms of our dish room and how we serve the food. So they've been extremely supportive. I don't anticipate they'd have an issue, but the fiscal risk is much less just piloting one unit before we move forward with any other units.
Okay. And then my last question is, let's assume that this goes through fine, this last piece. Are we now at a place where all of the additional reviews from the federal government and the state, we're in compliance with all of them, from clinical to the physical plant, or where are we kind of in the big picture with the additional reviews?
We are certainly in compliance with the four-year one, assuming that everything is fine with reference to the areas identified in the dish room. We just recently had a review of the nursing home facilities, and as Alex mentioned, we did not have any what they would consider citations. They had areas that they wanted us to review, and one was the way in which we serve our meals, that it could be more in a home-like environment. And what we're going to be piloting is serving food in the unit in a home-style type of style that will have serving tables where they can, you know, a serving table where they mm-hmm. will actually be able to have their food and eat together. That is certainly going to go a long way in meeting that concern. So I think that we, with all of the surveys, are certainly in a better position and have met everything. There is one outstanding issue, and that is regarding a number of our beds. And we had a plan looking at bed replacement even before they identified this. A number of the beds are old. There was some...
Just in the nursing home or in the entire facility?
It was in the...
It was cited in the nursing home, but it is throughout the facility in terms of... And she's talking about the physical bed.
Right, yeah.
And that's a replacement issue that we're going to be looking at over the next year. It was not a condition of participation or citation. It was a concern that was identified when they did the nursing home survey. So I think that's just another area that we knew was of concern, and we were doing that with furniture replacement right along. But in terms of any other outstanding issues, I believe we've met all of those.
Is it that the beds are falling apart, or is it that they're just kind of out of the kind of the they don't really meet modern fixes? I mean, modern accoutrements or whatever.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, as I understand it, there are two issues. One comes from an infection control issue in terms of they're older, and so to have something like a plastic be more cracked is more difficult to clean and maintain clean in terms of infection control. And the other thing is the safety of them. Some of the beds are upwards of 20 years old, so they're in terms of safety and use for the staff that we have, there's much better technology. And we've always had a plan to try and replace some of our furniture. I think this will just speed it along.
And I think there was a concern, the heightened risk of safety for patients, so that you look at all of the suicide preventions that need to be in place. Mm-hmm. And it actually was one of those areas that, as we were looking at BHD administrators, a couple that, you know, toward mentioned. And so I think, as Alex said, we were aware of that and had a replacement and eventually really need to look at, you know, a very defined plan about how we replace that through the hospital.
Okay. And I guess my final question on that is, when they let you know that this was an area of concern, was it based on kind of a proactive review, or was it because they felt that there was that the county was BHD was having an increased incidence of infections in our patients, or injuries, et cetera?
It was a proactive review.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, this is an informational item. Thank you. Item number